Good morning. It's Thursday. Time for Open Line. I am your host, Brian Bowes, and we've got just one guest to bring you today. We're talking with via the phone lines with Okanagan County Commissioner Andy Hover. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I am pretty near amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well myself. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Beautiful day where you're at?
It is actually overcast over here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a torrential downpour here day before yesterday, and then it was kind of sunny yesterday and nice, and now it's got some weather moving in. I think it's supposed to rain again this weekend.
Well, you can keep it right there for now. We got a beautiful day over here in this valley. That's a nice sunny day after. Yeah, we've been hit with some moisture in the last week or so, and a pretty good lightning display too over the weekend. And luckily, on this side anyway, I think we did okay as far as that lightning strikes and such. So,
I think we've been very, very fortunate this year with the fires. It was it's fairly hot and dry over the summer, and we did have some lightning off and on. But I know that the agencies have gotten on fires. We have had fire start, and the agencies have gone on it right away. Obviously, we had the one over there in Okanagan where the firefighter got injured pretty badly, and I hope everybody's thoughts are with him and for a recovery. So we've been fairly fortunate. It's been nice.
Yeah, it has been nice. It's a good thing. It's nice, a nice respite from the last several years. So well, Andy, we're a week removed. Let's talk county fair. I know you're the commissioner who goes to those meetings and is more intimately involved than the other two. So, county fair, what's the report?
That's good. Now, first of all, I want to thank all of the county employees who both worked on the fairgrounds and worked at the fair to make it what it is. I mean, they worked extremely hard to get everything going prior to the fair and during the fair. And I'd like to thank all the barn superintendents and all the fair advisory committee members. They did a really good job this year. Fair attendance was up by quite a ways this year. Gate receipts were up. And then I would also like to congratulate all the participants in the fair. And I really want to thank them for bringing all of the items and the animals that they bring, because that is the biggest part of the fair. That's what people come to see. And so it's important for us to have those people bringing exhibits and bringing animals and, so it can give everybody kind of that diverse view of the county and, bring in those people and keep bringing those gate receipts in. So it's nice.
Yeah. Any real, hitches or anything that, any problems that occurred that were, maybe unexpected?
Well, I know that they had, during the horse race, they had an accident there.
Hmm.
That's always hard to try to figure out what happened, why it happened, everything else. Other than that, I think there were a few glitches with the water, system here and there. You get that many people, condensed and just kind of everything that could go wrong probably will, but I think that the folks that were working down there did a really good job of keeping everything together. So I didn't hear of any major hitches. Now, of course, I don't hear everything, and so I would say that if somebody's out there that thinks that something went wrong or thinks that something could be better, they can find my email address on the county website on the commissioner's page, and they can send me an email and say, hey, this is what we think, because I'm always up for listening to people's ideas and seeing if we can make things better, that's for sure.
Sure. I heard a lot of positive comments about the carnival being back at the fair, and the overall look on the grounds and such. I know a lot of hard work getting that fairground ready, and of course those new bathrooms are very nice to have as well. Andy, has there been any other talk about any kind of major infrastructure or any major improvements to the fair or the fairgrounds?
Yeah, we have talked about there's another grant round coming up for the USDA for a safety grant, and so we've been talking about possibly re-roofing some of those barns. The roofing on those barns is very old, and you know, starting to come up in places and patched here and there, and so we've talked about doing that. There are some electrical things that we would like to, electrical infrastructure that we'd like to get updated in the fairgrounds itself. There's also the possibility of a horse barn that's basically down up on that north end there, for folks is when they're bringing horses into the arenas and stuff like that, and they can have covered pens, in a nice barn. And we've talked about that. Obviously, you know, all of these things are contingent on trying to find funding and trying not to, trying to spread funding out over all of the different departments and not just putting it into one department. So
sure.
I'm hoping that with, you know, with some of these improvements, as people see that we're working on improving the look of the fairgrounds and the functionality of the fairgrounds, that more groups want to come and utilize the arena. I mean, the arena is extremely nice. I heard a lot of comments about the new, you know, the footing in the arena. So I'm hoping that as word gets out and these groups that I think used to utilize the fairgrounds here, that, hey, they're actually putting, you know, work into it and it's nice now, that these groups will return and will start, you know, generating some revenue there, and it'll be able to, you know, maintain itself and do some infrastructure stuff.
Got a caller with a question and a concern regarding the fair and talking about upgrades, and they're talking, we'll stay at the north end, that's what the call's about, and are there any plans to upgrade the north end RV spots for power? Apparently they have 20, currently they're all 20 amp hookups, and most of your newer RVs are requiring 50 amp or more, so are there any plans to address the RV situation at the north end?
So there's no direct, we haven't directly talked about that. I'm glad that caller called in and said that, because, you know, there's things that, you know, I don't know about. The spots up there are usually only utilized for the fair. So that's kind of a little bit lower on the list, but as we look at this, you know, this grant coming up, and updating the electrical, I'll look into that definitely.
Okay, wonderful. That's a good idea. Cause I know that, for years, maybe decades, I know the north end has always kind of felt like they're the forgotten child of the fair, that north end, especially when you get talking about the stalls that used to be there for the horse racing and different things, and now the north end they've always felt maybe justifiably that they've been sort of the forgotten entity, because they're kind of out there, you know, by themselves anyway. So it's always good for people to call in, and I think what's also helpful is that people not just call in with ideas and complaints, but also they call in with ideas about how to affect the changes and be a part of that as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing I would say is that, you know, if you got a problem, I totally understand that, but it's always good to try to have a solution, or, you know, we can't, like I said, trying to find funding is
right.
the key to most of that stuff, because you know, when it's when it only affects, you know, just the at fair time or whatever, you have to look at your, you know, return on investment and try to figure out, okay, is that something that you can you know, put together that you're going to either not have to pay for out of current expense,
sure,
or that's going to actually return you some money to justify why you did that. But yeah, I mean, I would like to, you know, keep working on those grounds and keep maintaining them and things like that. We also have, you know, a lot of other buildings like the courthouse and, you know, those buildings that they also need maintenance too. So
sure.
kinda, you know, you got to weigh it all out.
I'm not including the North End in this next comment, but you mentioned some of the groups that used to use the fair and the fairgrounds and the arena on a more regular basis that have kind of stepped away over the years from doing so. The reality is that, you know, the groups and organizations that want to use whether it's the arena, the grounds, whether it's the Agriplex, you know, they have to understand that there's a lot of maintenance involved in those things, and if they want upgrades, they don't just come magically from some, you know, magic money jar that we have somewhere hiding in the county. That user fees are directly correlated to how many, you know, the kind of improvements that the county can make at the fairgrounds, and they need to understand that they need to be a part of that equation as well. So
yeah, that's exactly right, and you know, we want to keep it. You know, we know that Okanagan County is not a rich county,
sure.
By any means. And so we want to keep, you know, the user fees at a level that people can actually come in, you know, and utilize the facilities. But at the same time, we, just like you said, every time somebody comes in and you know, a group comes in and they want us to run the tractor around and groom the ground, well, that's diesel, that's time. You know, so there's got to be a happy medium there. I have been working with the auditor to find out if people can actually volunteer at the fairgrounds. And as long as we have a rate established for volunteering, that we could basically, if they wanted to come down and do work that is, you know, that the county assigns to them, then they could work off, you know, their fees for running in the arena or whatever, you know, any fees associated with the fairgrounds themselves. So
sure.
I am working on that.
Wonderful. Great. Be interesting to see how that tracks out in the next, in the future. So, Andy, anything else? The fair is, we can talk a long time about the fair, but there are, remarkably enough, other things going on in the county at the same time. So what else you got going on?
It's just nice to talk about the fair, because the fair is always kind of a happy thing, you know. So, well, let's see. Tonight is the Araya 49 watershed planning meeting. So that's going on. The commissioners will be in attendance at that, and we'll see how that goes. And so
talk a little bit about that. Where are we at in that process?
So I have come in a little bit late to that process. Commissioner Branch, you know, has been sitting on that. And so right now I think there's, you know, the group is trying to figure out some paths forward on the legislation itself, on the rule itself. And figure out, you know, just kind of how to assign water usage and pick projects and things like that within the watershed. So, like I said, the commissioners will be in attendance, and it'll be the second. This will be the second meeting that I've been to. I think it's been going okay. I think that. It's a real diverse group, and you got a lot of different viewpoints on things. And so, we'll just try to, you know, do the best that we can to keep moving forward and hit the deadline and pass off a an amendment to the watershed plan that DOE is good with.
Okay. So, Andy, I was at the fair, and I was talking to a couple of individuals, and they alerted me to something that I wasn't aware of. I know they're going to be coming on a future open line in October to talk about. Has to do with, I think, a Prop 2 tax, maybe having to do with some countywide communication, emergency services communication through the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, the last time I was on, I talked about it, and I can definitely do it again. So what the commissioners did, well, first off, the Sheriff's Department communications went out to all the different cities to kind of explain what the issues are with communications, with emergency communications. And around the county, our emergency communications infrastructure is very old, and in places it's very difficult for fire, EMS, and police to all be talking at the same time when you have, you know, a big event going on, like a big fire going on, anything that requires multi-agency support, it's difficult because we only run on one channel, and so everybody has to talk on one channel. And so the idea is the commissioners, there is an available 0.2%. So that's 0.2%. Last time I said 2%. It is 0.2%, that is allowed to be put on the ballot for voter approval. So it has to be, it has to go through the ballot process. The voters have to approve this 0.2% increase to sales tax, which would then be directed solely for emergency communications, infrastructure, and operations of emergency communication system. And that's in a nutshell, that's what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we'll hear more about that more in depth here in October. They're going to come on. And I think what they're finding out is that it's out there, but people aren't that aware of it yet. So they're trying to get the word out and get everybody educated. It isn't a 911 issue. We're talking about when there is a multi-agency emergency situation and they can't communicate because of the one channel.
Yeah, and it's also county infrastructure. Radios are, they're basically computer systems anymore, and they have end of life issues, and you get to a certain point with a certain piece of equipment and the manufacturer will not doesn't have parts anymore or will not support the tech on that particular piece of equipment, and so it has to be replaced. And without a dedicated funding source, and without a it's just very expensive to try to replace that much infrastructure when you're talking about being able to communicate clear from Washington Pass all the way over to Grand Coulee and all the way up north to the Canadian border. There's just a lot of infrastructure involved in our communication system.
Yeah. Okay. So, Andy, as we get almost out of time, but not quite, got a few minutes left. Anything else you want to make sure that people are aware of, things that are going on or happening or maybe coming up that we need to be on board with or supportive or be aware of?
Let's see. There is we talked about that sales tax. We went over everything that was going on with the fair. I don't really have anything on the top of my mind that would be coming up here real soon. But I will say, I'll reiterate that, anytime that people want to email the commissioner, any one of the commissioners, with you know, thoughts or ideas on you know, anything really, they can go to the Okanagan County website, go to the commissioner's page, and our emails are right there, and you know, they can just drop us an email, you know, explaining issues, concerns, you know, ideas, anything like that, and we do definitely welcome those.
Andy, looking at this week's agenda, I don't see, if I'm not reading it correctly, I don't see any more. Are you still doing your call-in show for the public?
Oh yes, we are. We didn't have, so on the second two, whenever we have public health, we don't usually don't have public comment.
Okay.
Then at that time, because public comment's at 1:30, and
right,
and our public health meeting is at 1:30 also.
Yeah, I see that.
So
on,
usually
okay,
that's the one day that we usually don't do it, or sometimes we'll move it down in the, you know, in our, on our agenda. But
yeah, if you're able to, sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. How's that been going generally?
It's been going good. We actually did have a call in the other day. You know, it's public comment. We don't have a lot of it, and the call in portion we have even less. But I know there has been some people that utilize it, which is good. And you know, there has been people that come in for public comment and really tell us, you know, about situations,
yeah,
or about ideas or things like that.
You so. get plenty of public comment after the fact, I'm sure.
Usually. Oh yeah, yep. Which is good. I mean, it's good that the
yeah,
public interacts with the, you
yeah,
know, the folks that represent, you know, the commissioners that represent them legislatively.
It'd just be nice if sometimes they did so a little more proactively beforehand instead of always after the fact, and be a part of the process instead of being, well, anyway, so I'll leave that alone. Okay, so.
Yeah, and that's also on us, too, trying to get information out to people sooner and to a broader base so that they can actually comment, you know,
right,
before, after the fact. So, you know, we have to take a little bit of that responsibility too in making sure that, you know, people know if it's a, you know, if it's an item that is affecting, you know, up in the north half of the county, that the commissioners actually have a public hearing up in the north half of the county so that people can attend it without having to drive to Okanagan, or over here in the Met House.
Sure.
You know, public hearings and public outreach over here. So.
Okay. Hey, we've been visiting with Okanagan County Commissioner Andy Hover here via the phone lines, and always a pleasure to talk with Andy. And best of luck, continued luck with all you're doing, all your hard work you do for the citizens of our county. And so I'll just keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time. And enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Andy,
being on the show.
All right. Take care.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ACE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text ACE to 35517. That's ACE to 35517.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade six-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good. And so was hanging out with his grandson.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to our shortened Thursday open line. Just the one guest we had with Commissioner Andy Hover, and of course spent a lot of time talking about the fair, which like Commissioner Hover said, it's always good to discuss the fair because it's usually a happy time and a happy topic. And I want to just throw out my congratulations to our new Okanagan County Fair Queen for 2020, Tenasket Junior Whitney Wilson. Also want to congratulate and commend the other contestant, also a junior from Tenasket, Julie Dellinger, for a wonderful job competing for that title that will be vacated by another Tenasket junior, Katie Keene. And great job Katie did it for us as our fair ambassador this past year, and I look forward to the reign of Queen Whitney to do the same thing as well. Both her and Julie would have made wonderful fair queens, and unfortunately only one can be fair queen. Well, we won't go into that. Anyway, so only one can do that, and Whitney Wilson was chosen. And so best of luck to Whitney, and congratulations. And also, I was there a couple of days, and it was, you know, it was nice. It was interesting, some of the way they had some of the food vendors and things laid out. But I think for the most part, things flowed really well. Livestock was tremendous. If you saw the results of the fat stock sale, so many hogs. They had to have auxiliary pens set up in the beef barn. I think I was talking to Marty and Billy, the superintendent, said they had 34 bottle fed calves, like the most they've ever had there. So that bodes well for the future, hopefully, of the cattle industry here in the county, and also for future fair participants as well. So they had a full house, plus those 34 bottle feds, and you know, we're still down. I here's the thing, we're like this, the home ec and horticulture and those kinds of things, arts and crafts, they're still down and not really seeming to progress. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the younger generation is just so busy with life that they don't have time, or they don't take the time to engage in canning or you know, growing flowers and vegetables and making quilts and the various things. But however, the exhibits that were there, wow, man, we have some very, very talented people in this county. So blessed to see their hard work, and that we get to be a part of that at the Okanagan County Fair. It was a good time, and for the most part, really good weather, and apparently good attendance as well. So we'll see you next year at the county fair. And we've got football on the airways tomorrow. You know, I agree with Coach Mike Leach of WSU. his rant today on the internet. College has Saturday for football. NFL has Sunday for football. Friday should be sacrosanct for high school football. However, scheduling and market share and money drives a lot of that stuff, and so there will be a Friday night college game as the Cougars travel down to Houston. They're going to meet at a neutral site, and they'll take on the Houston Cougars. 6:15 p.m. kick on KSW. There'll also be a high school game that night. Okanagan travels to Medical Lake for a 7 o'clock kickoff on B104.3. And then this weekend, just the one college game as UW hosts the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, a very dangerous football team. They can be very explosive on the offensive end. Should be an interesting contest. 4:30 p.m. kick on KNCW, because, of course, the Cougars aren't playing. And then on NFL, on Sunday, the Seahawks travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. 10 a.m. kickoff on KNCW. The rest of our September schedule for high school football, next Friday, we've got Tenasket at Okanagan and Republic at Northport. That'll be, should be a KNCW, KOMW kind of a, all of the announcers explain that because I don't understand it myself. And then on the 27th, Orville will travel to OMAC and Brewster will travel up to Tenasket. That's going to take care of our September schedule. October matchups are on Friday the 4th. We've got OMAC at Cashmere, Manson at Brewster on the 11th, Brewster at Orville, Cascade at OMAC on the 18th. Orville goes to Manson. Okanagan travels down to take on the South Bulldogs in Cashmere. The 25th, Tenasket goes to Lake Roosevelt and OMAC heads to Chelan. And we have one November regular season game very late in the year. It's that rivalry week as Tenasket goes to Oroville, and Okanagan will make the long road trip to OMAC for their backyard brawl. And that's going to do it for our regular season broadcast schedule. Of course, we'll have playoffs as much as our teams are successful in moving on into postseason action. So tomorrow, there is no open line tomorrow, Friday the 13th. No guests. I guess it, I don't know, but scared them off or whatever, but no guests tomorrow. Next Thursday, we've got folks coming in from the Support Center, Domestic Violence Awareness Month coming up in October. And then also we have our monthly dietitian nutritional Q&A with Abby and Sarah. And I believe, well, I'll wait till that day to talk about what's going to happen there. But yeah, we've got Abby and Sarah, always very informative, and they love your calls. They love the questions, and so it also kind of drives their upcoming program is to see what from a nutritional, from a dietary position, what you folks are interested in and wanting to talk about. On the 20th, just one guest so far scheduled, Okanagan Behavioral Health. It'll be a call-in. Not sure what they're going to be talking about, but it'll be, I'm sure, interesting. The 26th, we've got our county commissioners, and then we've got another Conconelli Chamber event. This time it's Stew and Brew. They'll be in a studio and talk about their upcoming Stew and Brew. And then on the 27th, the PUD commissioners and their HR, their public relations person, Sheila Corson, will be in the studio. And then from the OMAC PAC, Superman coming to town. So the folks from the pack will be going to talk about Superman, the upcoming offering at the OMAC pack. So that does it for September, and that also does it for this Thursday open line. I'm your host, Brian Bowles. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Enjoy the sun. We'll talk to you somewhere else.